And once again, we've already talked to him this season, and we're going to talk to him again with the executive director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, Jason Langwell, checking in with us again this morning. Jason, good morning. And based on the most recent order from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services regarding coronavirus policies for outdoor events, we're looking at a wonderful last year it was without anyone in the gallery. Now it's we're going to have a gallery. That's the really good news. Jason Langwell back with us, executive director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. I know that was a weight off your mind, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was, Paul W. Yeah, good to be back with you. We're obviously very excited to be making plans to welcome fans back to Detroit Golf Club. Not just fans of golf, but fans of Detroit and fans of just plain old summer fun to get them back out to the Rocket Mortgage Classic the week of June 28th to July 4th. So we're very excited about the news and making active plans.
There's a great opportunity, limited ticket options available now via donation to the Faces of Area 313 program. Mm-hmm. You can go to rocketmortgageclassic.com, rocketmortgageclassic.com, for more information about the general admission tickets as well. What else can you tell us?
Yeah, no, we're excited about that. Currently, fans, as you mentioned, Paul W., can get a ticket for access to Monday and Tuesday at tournament week by making a donation to our Faces of Area 313 program presented by Priority Health. So companies and community members can go and pledge $313 to have their face or that of a fellow fan or first responder or a loved one maybe lost through COVID to be prominently displayed on an electronic video board or along the hospitality structures within Area 313. And each donation is going to be matched dollar for dollar by Priority Health, which has pledged kindly $50,000 to the initiative. And the faces are available on rocketmortgageclassic.com. And each purchase is going to be accompanied by a ticket that allows fans access to come out on Monday and Tuesday, where we'll have a youth clinic. We'll have the best special event in the PGA Tour, the Area 313 Celebrity Scramble. So we don't have, we're going to make some announcements soon about other ticket sale offers, so stay tuned on that. But that's the opportunity right now to go and take advantage.
Jason Langwell on with us, the executive director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, June 28th through July 4th. And the big announcement, of course, that fans, we the people, will be able to be there enjoying this wonderful golf with the Rocket Mortgage Classic. And the one thing we haven't been able to announce, and I understand why, Jason Langwell, is we don't know how many fans are going to be allowed because by then we don't know what the rules will be, do we?
No, that's right. That's right. But we're making plans now to welcome fans back. And as we do that, our number one priority is going to be the health and safety of everyone on site, fans, players, caddies, the community around us. And I think we showed back in 2020 with a return to golf events that we ran that we could conduct the competition safely. And we did that, right? But since then, there's been a ton of PGA Tour events that take place, dozens of them. And we've been watching and learning from them and how they've enhanced their safety measures, but also how they've created a great experience. So I think your listeners can know that, and be excited about the fact that we're going to be working closely with, state and local officials. And the mayor's been great. Governor Whitmer and her team's been great. And we're going to have a great event for fans. But as they enjoy it, they're going to be able to feel safe because they're going to be safe.
Sure. And as much as we all get excited about having the best golfers in the world play right here in Detroit, really, when it comes down to it, and you've affected the entire golf tour, the Rocket Mortgage Classic is really all about charity. I want you to remind our WJR listeners about the Changing the Course initiative, which we've kicked off earlier, and how their purchase of tickets, concessions, merchandise, and more supports our very communities in Detroit. Jason?
Yeah, well, that's right. We're a 501c3, Paul W. All of our net proceeds go to charity, which has been, Dan Gilbert's vision and legacy from the beginning. And, I sit on the board of the Rocket Giving Fund led by Rocket Mortgage CEO Jay Farner. We've been really creative about trying to find ways to, generate proceeds for our Changing the Course initiative that we announced last year around this time, a multi-year campaign aimed to end the digital divide here in Detroit. And the vision from the get-go here was to have every Detroit resident have access to the internet, to technology, to digital literacy training that they deserve. And as we know, the pandemic shined a light on a number of unaddressed underlying issues, and internet accessibility was definitely the biggest that we saw and the most severe. So through the Changing the Course initiative, the Rocket Giving Fund last year, we dispersed over $2.1 million to the Connect 313 Fund. That fund is already making a big impact, and it's why we do the event, is to impact the outcome here in Detroit, and we're looking forward to being able to make a significant financial contribution following this year's tournament as well, that's going to produce some amazing results and help to change the course here in Detroit.
Jason Langwell, Executive Director, Rocket Mortgage Classic, coming our way right here at the Detroit Golf Club, where we're broadcasting from this morning. That'll be June 28th through July 4th. You can go to rocketmortgageclassic.com for more information. And we learned yesterday, speaking with Jim Fitterling, the CEO of Dow, and Chris Chandler, the Executive Director of the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational, that they're working closely with you, Jason, on the John Shippen. Why don't you remind people what that's all about?
Yeah, the John Shippen, that's right, Paul W., is named after the first American golf professional who also happened to be black. We designed the event to provide some opportunities that can really increase inclusion in golf, both on and off the golf course. And so the John Shippen is two events in one. It's a two-day golf competition followed by a two-day sports business summit. The John Shippen National Invitational Golf Competition, it's going to feature the top black women and men golfers, amateur and professional in the nation. The men's division is going to play a competition, and the winner is going to earn an exemption into the Rocket Mortgage Classic. And in the women's division, as you mentioned, we're working with Dow. It's going to be a two-person team competition, with the winning team earning an exemption into the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational. And then the John Shippen Sports Business Summit is going to immediately follow, a two-day summit where high school and college-age men and women of color are going to be able to